Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Lost in the Static. I'm Scott. Joining with me, as always, is my dear co-host, Josh.
I'm still fucking with my goddamn
headset. Yeah, I know. You're messing with your headset.
It's weird only hearing you on my left side.
I know. And I'm actually going through the same thing with mine. They wear out after a while.
Last week we talked politics.
I was going to say, last week we talked about Band in the USA, which was an awful song, by the way. This week I wanted to talk about, to tell you the truth, this is the time of the year that I get really ashamed of my country. I know it's awful. I know that I should be feeling great pride.
Do you
with
mean
our,
every time this year or just every time every 4 years?
Every time there's an election. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a presidential election or whether it's a congressional election or a senatorial election or even a mayoral election. I just, the things that come out of these people's mouths and the support rallies and stuff like that. And to tell you the truth, in this country, I don't have a political home. People look at me and they go, oh, you're Democrat to the core. And I go, no.
I call myself a literal independent.
A literal independent?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I am truly independent. I sometimes I agree with the Democrats. Sometimes I disagree with the Democrats. Sometimes I agree with the Republicans. Sometimes I disagree with the Republicans. I don't fall on any party lines.
No, I don't either.
Sometimes I agree with the liberal point of view. Sometimes I agree with the radical point of view. It really depends on the issue. So I consider myself a literal independent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. And a lot of people would think, and Jillian and I have tackled this on What the Fuck before, I've been called a Democrat numerous times because of how much we attack the Republicans. And I'm just going to say this, even though it's not about this show, but, you know, on What the Fuck, when we attack the Republicans, we do it because they do something stupid that's in the news that week.
Yeah.
If they would stop inviting attacks, we'd stop attacking them.
Yes. But, yeah, for instance, you had, where was he from, Arizona? The congressional candidate and the legitimate rape thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, legitimate, what he said, for those that don't know, is he said, and I quote, legitimate rape. When legitimate rape happens, the woman's body has ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, you won't get pregnant.
But basically what he's saying is if you're raped and you have the baby, then it wasn't rape.
Yes.
Because your body would miscarry if you did not want to have conceived that child.
Because every woman's womb contains a ball of hot white truth that will fight off the sperm.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, is that any worse than The View with, you know, at least it wasn't rape?
Yeah.
Because apparently there's different degrees of rape.
Apparently. And I don't understand that. So we've got that. The reason this is not in the news is because of the legitimate rape thing. Because the one congressional candidate idiot said that. He is, I believe, a Franciscan friar. But he's deeply ingrained and I cannot remember his name, and I feel awful. But he's deeply ingrained in the Catholic Church. And he's a big proponent of the cured gay movement.
Pray away the gay.
Not even really that bad. I mean, this is a guy who legitimately still believes that being gay is a psychological ailment.
By the way, the AMA declassified that in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not always saying that's the
obvious
stuff to you.
But nonetheless, he still believes that if you pay attention to God enough, then the gay will go away. He came out with a statement officially stating that when it comes to Catholic priests and the altar boys, he came out in defense of the priest saying, no. These altar boys come to the priest for help. Come to the priest because they've got some problem at home, or they've got some emotional, as he put it, emotional shortcoming, and they need a hole to be filled, and this priest can fill that hole. And so they become the seducers. So
do you realize how many entendres
his actual words were, the boys have an emotional hole that needs to be filled. Talk about the worst choice of words in the history of Earth. However, he came out in defense of Catholic priests that molest little boys because these little boys are seducing the Catholic priests.
Okay, this joke is from George Carlin, so I'm not claiming it to be an original, but it fits perfectly. When Jesus said, come unto the children, that's not what he meant.
When Jesus said, little children, come unto me. Yes, that is not what he meant. That's something else that was said that was absolutely idiotic, that was overshadowed, unfortunately. Look into it. Trust me.
But
getting back to politics.
Right. Talking about the politics, we can't ignore the fact that religion is such a major issue with the politicians.
And
the Republicans are such hardcore Christians, and I mean only hardcore Christians. If you look at some of the stories we talked about on WTF about the stuff like that, there are certain laws that Republican governors are trying to pass that makes it okay to read your Bible in public, but no other religious text. That makes it okay to pray in public to a Christian religion, but it makes it illegal for others. They go so far out of their way to protect the Christians. I think the Christian right wing has co-opted what the Republicans were supposed to have been.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And that's a recent thing, too. Because I don't remember. I mean, in the 80s, Christianity
part. You had the Christian conservatives really having a big part in Reagan's administration. Not as much in the 70s, I don't think.
No, I thought in the 70s we were coming out of it. But it's what I find disheartening is, okay, I don't believe in gun control. To me, gun control is a good steady hand and a well-sighted in weapon.
All right there, okay. Charlton Heston.
So, all right there, Charlton Heston. All right there, you're obviously a Republican, right? No, because I don't believe in trickle-down economics.
Trickle-down economics was just stupid outright. That was bad economic policy because trickle-down economics works on paper. You know why? Because it does not take into consideration
greed.
Thank you. Yes, that's the word I was going for.
Yeah.
Greed. Trickle-down economics, we need to explain this for those that don't know. Reagan introduced trickle-down economics, which was essentially, we give all the tax breaks to the big money men, to the richest 1% and to the people that own all the businesses. And then when they're saving money, that savings will trickle down to the businesses, which will save money, which will trickle down to the employees. Everybody gets rich. All that did was the rich people said, hey, cool, tax breaks, another ivory back scratcher.
Exactly. And it was a matter of, the idea was, give them the tax breaks, they'll raise the salary of those that work for them. Doesn't work that way. They just gave themselves bigger bonuses. And it's still, I mean, if you talk to your average Republican, they won't call it trickle-down economics because that particular term didn't work. But if you look at their if you look at their economic policies,
it's more or less the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing. And then, you know, even if I did agree with their economics and their views on gun control, and let's pretend for half a fucking second that I was pro-life, which I am not, which is the most badly named thing in the world. Oh, I'm pro-life. No.
Most pro-lifers are pro-death penalty.
So. Right, and I don't understand it. So, you know, why, in order to get that one gun control issue, do I have to agree with all of the rest?
Well, let me ask this of you.
Sure, fire away.
If I said to you, I am with the party, or I am a member of the party that wants to censor the internet and has brought up SOPA and PIPA and all of those things, because we want censorship and we want regulatory control, what would you say?
I would say you're with just about any political party in the U.S. right now, which is a shame.
Well, okay, most people would go, oh, clearly a Republican. The Republicans are always trying to control everything. Mm-hmm. Nope. All that legislation introduced by Democrats.
Yep.
That shows you just how weird this party system is.
Yeah. Yeah. And when it comes to the Democrats, hello, Democrats, I'm talking to you. Number one, I like your social side. I like the idea of let's help out the little guy. Frankly, I think they take it a little bit too far and they go, let's coddle the little poor guy and make sure he doesn't want to go back to work. But that's neither here nor there.
It goes back to that real-time clip we played. Remember about the I'm here to get my Obama bucks?
I'm here to get my Obama bucks. And I know more than one person that feels that way.
I do too.
And it annoys the shit out of it. Go the fuck back to work. And why do I have to, in order to agree to somebody who, let's say a guy's homeless, he's trying to get back on his feet, period, whatsoever, and he really is down. Let's say, you know, if you ever do want to go back to work, if you want to make money at all, you lose a crap load of benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the system is set up. We're talking the food stamps, welfare, and thing. The system is set up in such a way that it requires you to stay lazy to keep getting benefits. As Scott just said, if you get a job, let's just throw out some numbers. Let's say you get $500 a month in food stamps and $200 a month in actual welfare to pay your bills. Okay, yep. Let's just throw out random numbers there.
If you get
a job, your food stamps get cut down to $100 and you lose all of that because they say, well, now you're working, you can pay your own way.
Exactly.
And you go, but you just brought me back to where I am, but now I'm working my ass off. So why should I keep a job when I don't ever get ahead?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Even having a minimum wage job, which today you cannot live on a minimum wage job. And if we raise minimum wage to something you can live on today, guess what?
Prices and shit go up so and it
so
makes
it's
no difference.
Moot point. But you cannot live on a minimum wage job. But if you have a minimum wage job, you lose almost all of your government benefits.
It's a self-perpetuating system that is just substantially broken.
But socially, if I am pro-choice, which I am, and if I do believe that government has no place in a woman's uterus, which I do believe government has no place in a woman's uterus, I have to agree with the party that encourages this system.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's part of the problem, is this whole party-based system. And now, the Democrats aren't as bad with this as the Republicans. The Republicans are hardline party followers. They're almost communist, ironically enough, in a way. They have to, whatever the main Republican says, all other Republicans have to fall in line, lockstep Nazi
right,
Germany
right,
style.
Right.
Yeah, Godwin's Law, just did it. And the Democrats are not as much that. You'll hear a lot of Democrats dissenting with other Democrats. You'll rarely hear a Republican dissenting with another Republican
right.
publicly. Because they say, this is the party line. It must be followed, whether it's stupid or not. Because I've seen Republicans that are smart, and you can kind of see when they're endorsing a certain Republican project, you can kind of see them going, oh, Christ, yeah, I endorse this.
Yeah.
You can tell that they really don't want to, but they have to toe the party line.
Okay, so let's look at some of the other parties that we're dealing with. The big one that always comes up that people talk to me about, and they go, oh, you must be a libertarian then, because you have the conservative economic policies with the
Libertarians are nuts.
With the Democratic social policies. And what could be wrong with that? Well, the problem is the main point of being a libertarian means that you see corporations as individuals and give them all of the rights thereof.
And nobody
goes to jail if a corporation does something wrong. Nobody goes to jail because it's the corporation who is an entity, who is a person. And no, it doesn't work that way. And instead of regulating corporations and doing stuff like that, they go, well, the corporations will want to be responsible citizens within themselves. And they are people. So, of course, we don't need an EPA because
of all that. So then, of course, when Mitt Romney would take over a corporation, fire 3/4 of the employees and gut it all, would that make him a serial killer?
I wish.
No, I mean, if you're going with that analogy, then that's an apt an, then that's an
but
apt
no, that's
observation.
See, that's the problem. That's what that's where libertarians draw the line, and it's goofy. But they do. They want to do things like get rid of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
What have they ever done for us? Those fucking lowlifes.
No, it's not that kind of a thing. It's that it's a waste of money, because if corporations are going to be responsible corporations, then they're going to want to protect the environment themselves in order to keep
bullshit.
It good. I know.
You can see me starting to get worked up, man.
You know
how I get when I get like this. So look at the BP oil spill. The BP oil spill. This is under regulation, okay? This is when shit is regulated. That slips through the cracks. And then you've got BP for years have been talking about, we don't need no regulation. We're responsible. We care. And then when that happened, ah, shit. Oh, well. Maybe if we'd been regulated, this wouldn't have happened. Fuck you!
Yeah, Exxon did the same thing when the Valdez...
But
we're
see,
in trouble.
No, but see, Exxon is not exactly to blame, because that was a drunk piece of shit that knocked over the Valdez. The deregulation is what caused the fucking BP oil rig to go under. Those are different factors in the cause of those spills.
Yeah.
But what it comes down to is, the Republicans want no regulation except what they control. These are the people that want to censor the internet. These are the people that stand behind movie ratings. These are the people that are behind the tipper stickers on albums. These are the people behind censoring books. But they say, we don't want you to tell us how to run a business. We don't want you to tell us how to regulate businesses. We don't want you to put a cap or a ceiling on donations and lobbying. Okay.
And if you get
if the Republicans were a single person, they'd be fucking schizophrenic.
Yeah, if you talk to the hardline Republicans, it's basically, I want to tell you who you can fuck in bed. I want to tell you who you can date. I want to tell you what you can do with your body. If you're a woman, I definitely want to tell you what you can do with your body.
That's another thing. We can't leave the woman.
We're not going to. They want to regulate all of these social. I want to tell you what religion you can be. I want to tell you, you know, all of these little social deals where they come down and they say, I have this idea of an ideal person, and I'm going to regulate you into that little corner.
These are the people that need to read 1984.
But if you try and regulate my corporation, if you try and regulate my finances, if you try and investigate me for any SEC stuff, no touchy. Small government. And it's such bullshit. But again, liberals, okay, the problem that I have with liberals is that what the fuck happened to the balls of the Democratic Party?
Okay, this is before Obama was elected. Bill Maher had a perfect joke about liberals and Democrats. He's like, the Democratic Party, I think he said, the Democratic organization, I'd really like to see you guys get organized and actually do something at some point.
Yes. No, I mean, not even
all
that.
All they do is lose.
Not even that, but they seem to be the party of compromise, and we're going to compromise, and we're going to give up. You know, we're going to fight for your rights until it gets to be a real pain in the ass, and then we'll compromise, and we'll do that. We're going to do this. What the fuck happened to the Democrat that stands up and goes, no, this is stupid. This is what I believe. This does, we should not compromise on this. The Democrats have no balls anymore. None of them.
Now, I can't remember if you said you hated this documentary or you loved it. Remember when I showed you Orwell Rolls in His Grave?
Was that the one with the weird synthy music and...
No.
No.
Orwell Rolls in His Grave was all about how the FCC... And the media corporations are in bed with the companies.
Right.
Anyone who does dissent, you don't get airtime. You don't get covered in a newspaper. You don't get... I mean, the internet's opened it up a little bit more, but really not all that much. You don't get any coverage if you are a party line dissenter. You don't get covered. It doesn't matter if what you're saying is right. And okay, I am not saying Kinky Friedman is right, but how many people even know who Kinky Friedman is?
He actually
was an alternative voice.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2000 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually ever heard anything Kinky Friedman said?
Not many.
Exactly, because he does not toe a Democrat or Republican party line.
Right.
And then you've got, and this one is absolutely fucking Republican. How is there any women in the Republican Party? Are there any women that vote Republican?
I have no idea. How are there any women that vote Republican? How are there...
Well, actually, I already know the answer to my own question.
Log Cabin, what was it, Log Cabin Republicans? The gay Republican...
Gay black Republican would be even more ironic.
Well, yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. But
what I'm saying is the Republicans in this last year have gone out of their way to attack women and their rights on every single conceivable level. Yet turnout for women in Republican primaries
huge
is double what it was. You know why? It doesn't matter that Scott Walker, our lovely governor here in Wisconsin, repealed the Equal Rights Amendment Act in Wisconsin. For those that don't know, basically, he repealed the law that forced a man and a woman to be paid the same for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
So now a company in Wisconsin can pay a guy $10 an hour to do a job and pay a girl $8 an hour to do the exact same job because they no longer legally have to pay them the same. So what happened during Scott Walker's recall election? Female voters doubled. How do women do this? And I know on a national level why it is. Why they vote for these people that keep trying to take away their rights. Because they's fighting for the babies. Mm-hmm. They's anti-abortion. They fighting for the unborn babies. That's why.
See, the Republican Party is the party that cares about you as long as you're not born yet.
Again, going to George Carlin.
Yeah.
They'll force you to be born to an unwed welfare mother who does not want you, that she has to take three jobs, you have to live on welfare, she's never there for you, you grow up in a bad neighborhood, you start selling crack, you kill a guy, and then they want to kill you. That, I don't get that. The same people who say, fight for the rights of the unborn, are the same people that cut Head Start programs.
Yeah.
These are the same people who want no fucking prenatal care for poor people. They're going to force you to have that baby, but God damn it, you don't get to see a goddamn doctor to make sure it's healthy.
But
these people are the biggest hypocrites I've ever fucking seen.
I know. But the Democrats aren't much better. The Democrats, their whole point to the party seems to be, well, we will help you out. We will give you a good living. You will have cable. You'll have, you know, the premium channels of cable. You'll have internet access. You'll have a computer in your home. You'll be well, but just don't go to work. Well, just don't try and make something of yourself. Get into these projects and stay in these projects.
Well, and there's also the massive hypocrisy, okay? The fact that Newt Gingrich was one of the biggest people going after Bill Clinton for getting head in the Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's talking about family values. He's been divorced twice. He's on his third wife. Each previous wife he cheated on with the next wife. And yep. He's talking about, we can't have this immorality and lack of family values in the White House.
Well, don't get me started on the sanctity of marriage and gay marriage rights and all of that, because...
Well, the reason I brought up Clinton was I wanted to say, it sickens me that the only true impeachment we've had in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
not for war crimes of Bush,
nope,
not for all the lies of the other Bush,
nope,
not for the ineptitude and the lies of Reagan and Carter,
nope,
it's for a guy coming on a woman's shirt. That sickens me. It truly does.
Blue dress.
Dress, sorry.
And don't forget flavoring the cigar.
Well, he didn't do that. He just smoked it. She flavored it.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I'm just saying, it sickens me that is what is impeachable. But fucking war crimes, getting us into a war where hundreds of thousands are dead, that's not an impeachable offense. That something's inherently fucking wrong with this country, Scott.
And it comes out this time of year. And I guess that's my point of this entire show is...
I think you're learning not to get into a political show.
I think there are a whole lot of people in this country that are like me. That don't... Where do we go? Do I vote Democrat? Well, no. They do want to take my fucking guns away.
Well...
And they do want to regulate the hell out of me. And they do want to take these huge fucking money pits and just throw money at problems and hope that it's done. And where does that money come from? My fucking taxes.
But then you've got the Republicans.
But then I've got the Republicans who want to make me Christian and non-bisexual and non-this, and they want to fit me into this little alcove of a 1950s ideal fucking male and then put me up in power so that Dawn can quit working because that'd be good for her.
How dare she have a job?
I know. And,
I mean, hell, I mean, I've even seen you let her wear shoes.
I do.
Imagine that.
I do.
In the kitchen, no less.
You know, thank God we're not Ferengi or she wouldn't even have clothes.
Thank you, nerd reference.
But, you know, so where do I fit? Where is my party? Who do I vote for? I have no one.
That's the problem. That's the problem, Mr. Scott Murray.
I hate two-party systems.
So technically, we're not a two-party system.
I know that we're not technically, but let's be fucking honest. Nader hasn't done shit. The person that came closest to putting a third party actually legitimately in power was Ross Perot.
Yeah, but see, here's my issue with the whole third party thing. I know a lot of people like you, Scott, that all enough that this would make a difference. People that go, I'd vote for a third party. I really don't like the Republicans or the Democrats, but they don't have a chance of winning, so I got to back someone I think will win. Now, if everybody who said, I would vote for a third party, but I don't think they have a chance of winning, would actually vote for a third party, guess what? They'd have a chance of winning. How ironic is that, Scott?
Possibly. And I've heard that argument before, and I don't think it's legitimate. I really don't.
I really think Nader in 2000 had a real chance if all the people had not pulled that I don't think he has a chance of winning, so I'm gonna vote.
Yeah, in individual cases, I think you might be right. But to tell you the truth, I don't. If you look at it individually, there are some that may have had a chance of doing something. But to tell you the truth, there is so much power within our two-party system. And to tell you the truth, goofy me, I'm almost in favor of a parliamentary system. I think it's time for a revolution. And that is really, I think, the only thing that's going to make a huge difference in the U.S. political system. I think this is what I see happening. I see our Republicans going more and more and more Tea Party crazy, and our Democrats losing their balls more and more and more and more, or going super liberal crazy. And you have the two-party system that has two parties that have all the power, all the say, and frankly, I think within 50 years, we're going to have another revolution in this country, especially if the economic picture doesn't turn around.
And see, here's the weird part of what you just said. In our Constitution, it's built in that when a system is so corrupt and broken down that it does not function any longer, a revolution is the only thing that can save it. Yet anytime someone tries that, they're called a terrorist.
Yeah.
Is that ironic in our system? That it's there. It's one of those seldom seen, little known, never used little clauses in the back of the legal agreement you sign.
Well, I think in order to keep power, both parties are going to start turning over bits of the Constitution or reinterpreting them.
They've been trying for years on that shit.
On some things, yes. I see it succeeding within the next half century. I see it succeeding.
What I think will actually collapse, and the Democratic Party not so much, but the Republican Party at this point, is their uber-Christianism. There are so many non-Christians that I think the more and more they pass these Christian laws, these Christian-only laws, they are going to start not only losing so much support, but they are going to start really stirring the crazies up.
To tell you the truth, I think the country is bifurcated on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. Because up here in Wisconsin, I can tell you, you know, we've got the Sikh temple, we have a Jewish synagogue here in town. We've got tons and tons of Christian churches.
We've got gay bars.
We've got the Unitarian Universalists. We've got all of these different deals up here. Down south,
Christian only.
And I'm talking Bloomington, Indiana, south, because I think the south has crept up a little bit further north than it used to be. but from about Indiana University down, I really, to tell you the truth, that whole southeastern part, that is your Republican core. And I say southeastern from about Texas over. And that's your religious super Christian crazies. Out west in the southwest, they're a little bit more, they're still very Republican, don't get me wrong. And then you have
they're
those,
just not crazy.
They're just not quite crazy until you get into Utah.
But okay, let's talk a little bit about the media and how it not only deals with these, but we can't ignore Fox News. Fox News being the just not quite called official wing of the
look, we've talked about media a thousand times. The problem with covering politics and in media today, and the thing that gets under my skin and gets me fucking angry as shit, is that they don't go after covering politics and they don't go after covering issues because they're issues that need to be covered. They're not responsible, and I'm not just talking Fox News.
I'm talking all of the
fucking news organizations. None of them are responsible journalists anymore. They're after ratings. They're after eyeballs. They want to sell. And so they go after the goddamn stupid sensational bullshit, and the real issues get swept under the rug. And they or even worse, on a local level, they fucking kowtow to their local audience.
Yep. Because I'm not trying to divert attention, but in the last episode of Weeds, she was trying to get her half Mexican, half white son into soccer, okay? And when they didn't want to let him in because she didn't have any money, she's like, oh, I see, it's a white-only league. Well, I'll go report it to the newspaper. The guy heading the soccer league owned the local newspaper. He's like, report it all you want. We're not covering it.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the local stuff. There's usually one, maybe two papers.
Yeah.
So if you piss them off, you don't get covered.
Yeah.
You don't get coverage out of that.
And then you've got, you know,
which is where, and unfortunately this has been corrupted by way too many crazies, is where you get the blogosphere. And yes, for every real news story broken by a blogger, there's 100 Alex Joneses.
Yeah.
And so the Alex Joneses really sully the way people look. Well, it was from a blogger. How much can you trust? I hear that all the time.
And the Alex
Joneses. I read it on the internet. How true can it be?
The Alex Joneses, the David Icke's, I saw your little Josh Hadley animation. I know exactly what you
that was specifically taken out of context because I said it would be taken out of context.
I know.
For those that don't know, in an episode of What the Fuck, I said, someone's going to take this out of context. The kind of stuff Fox News says is things like President Obama has had his brain replaced by the mole people from the center of the earth. So Alex Jowski from Geek Juice Media got all smart-assy and took it out of context and just put that on YouTube, and Scott finds it really funny.
And it's hilarious.
So does Jillian, by the way. She actually has that soundbite on her lap. On her
desktop. If I'm having a bad day, I fire up that animation. And I'm just like, yeah.
President Obama's had his brain replaced by the mole people from the center of the earth.
Exactly. But, you know, you're right. The blogosphere and the last bastion of truly responsible journalism is in the hands of the citizens now. And unfortunately, our outlet on the internet has been sullied by Alex Jones and David Icke and all of the weird crazies out there.
Even the George Norris.
You know, they're the ones that you have to let them in. In order
I'm not saying
keep them out. You have to let them in, but you're right. It does put a little bit of salt in the wound. But
to a true journalist, it should make you have to work harder, I think, to overcome the stigma that Alex Jones put on you.
And there is absolutely no chance of a citizen journalist doing that.
Probably not.
There really isn't. And there's no chance of any of our local affiliates doing that. You've got radio in our town owned by two companies, Cumulus and the other one that I can't remember.
Oh, just fell out of my fucking head.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking. I've tried to work for them. I've called them, and it's just like,
never mind.
I can't fucking remember.
Yeah, but nonetheless, Cumulus and the other big one own all of the radio stations in Wisconsin.
Which technically I thought was illegal, but
well, it was until
deregulation.
Until
we're back to that.
Bush won.
We're back to deregulation.
Actually, no, it was until Clinton. Fucking Telecommunications Act of 1993 can suck my goddamn balls.
Well,
and then we've got, you know, yeah, our TV stations are kind of diverse. We have, what, three companies running all five affiliates?
Well,
four if you count PBS.
Do you want to hear a really frightening statistic? Now, I don't know how accurate this still is, but it was accurate as of 2005.
Sure.
So in the last few years, I don't know how this has changed. But we basically, when you get elected to, say, Congress, now the presidency obviously is different because, mm-hmm. you know, limited term. But when you get elected to Congress, you more or less as an incumbent, you tend to win again.
Oh, yeah.
In 2005, Congress had a 92% turnover rate, Scott. That meant almost nobody at every election, if they, this is for people who re-ran, okay? These are for people who ran again. Obviously, you're going to be replacing people that are too old or die or
right,
shit like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Do you want to hear the other statistic?
Sure.
In Russia of the 80s and early 90s, they had a 90% turnover rate. It's actually worse in the U.S. Congress than it was in a communist nation. Is that sick? Does that not sicken you a little bit? These fuckers get in there and they're basically in for life, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I'm definitely not saying voting doesn't matter. I'm saying we don't have the people we really want to vote for.
Right.
There should be more than two candidates in a given election. Fine, you got your Republican. Fine, you got your Democrat. I want to see a true independent in most of these races. And I'm not talking presidential at this point. I'm talking congressmen, senators, governors, mayors, shit like that.
I don't even care if they're independent. I want to see a Green. I want to see bring back the Whigs. You know,
I would call those different kinds of independence, really.
Exactly. I mean, bring back the Greens. Show me a legitimate libertarian candidate. That's the other thing that the Libertarian Party has never done. Never shown me one.
Well, and then you've also, going back to the religion thing, how often does a non-Christian, and yes, even, you know, JFK being Catholic, it's still Christian. How often does a non-Christian get elected to a major office?
Never.
No, it's happened a few times. Like, Jesse Ventura is an atheist, and he was a governor. So that I would still call a major office. Every now and then, you get someone that sneaks through. But I don't think anything above a governor has ever been elected that's non-Christian. Yet in Sweden and even Eastern Europe, almost all elected officials are non-Christian. What the fuck does that say about our goddamn backwards-ass fucking country?
It just...
Okay, there was a fight I got into on Facebook recently, and one of our Canadian listeners, it was a political fight, one of our Canadian listeners said, "I don't understand the backwood fucks you people have in America." And it's like, that sums it up right there, doesn't it? Dude, when Canada's looking down on us, there's a problem, Scott. Canada's like that little redheaded little brother we have.
Oh, now don't pick on Canada.
I'm having fun. I got a lot of friends in Canada. Shut up.
Canada rocks, and to tell you the truth, that if this nation gets much worse, I'm going north. I'm sure there's some people up there that could help me become a Canuck.
Well, I'm looking forward to when Rush Limbaugh finally follows through on his promise and leaves. Because remember, on Rush Limbaugh's show, he said if Obamacare passes, he's moving to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And then it passed. And then and it's like the other funny thing was, hey, Rush, Costa Rica, socialized medicine. Dumb shit. So, continue.
That's the problem with this. This two-party system, frankly, it frightens me to the point that I lay awake at night. I'm dead serious. It frightens me to my core how many parallels the U.S. has with the Roman Empire.
I'm not 100% on your side there, but I can see where you're going.
I mean... Yeah, we're not having gladiators going and fighting in an arena and everything.
Yes, we are. Reality TV.
Yeah, but we have reality television and talk shows and things like, even when dealing with sports, we have things like Around the Horn.
UFC.
Yeah, and well, WWE, all of that. But, you know, we've got stuff like that. Us and the Roman Empire, only ones to ever put our hands over our heart during the Pledge of Allegiance or during the national anthem. Only nations in history. Us and the Roman Empire.
And see, I think...
Looking at the economic times, it's sped up for us. But if you watch that little bell curve and you look, watch the bell curve of the economic outcome of the Roman Empire, they may as well lay on top of one another.
Well, and see, the problem is, I think, and I know I'm going to take flack for what I'm about to say. I think this country, political parties be damned, is fundamentally broken. The government of this country is fundamentally broken. And I truly believe that. I truly believe if there was a way to logically do it, we would raise the entire, and R-A-Z-E, we would raise the entire government and build it back up the way it should be. No lobbyists, no corruption. People that have to work for their jobs. And I think that's the only thing that's going to repair this country.
And to tell you the truth, that's where I kind of agree with that whole Republican idea of the 1950s ideal.
Well, with no blacks, no gays, no Latinos.
Take today's modern views on race in the North.
I like your addendum there.
Take today's modern views on race in the North. And to tell you the truth, the 1950s and pretty much clear up until the late 60s and the 70s, you had to work. But you could go and you could flip burgers and still get ahead.
Pay your rent.
You could pay your rent and get ahead. And the biggest problem with the political parties is, and it doesn't, or with politicians in general, it doesn't matter who you put in there. The minute you put somebody into Congress, the minute you put somebody into the federal government, they are set for life, and they become, because of the pay associated, part of that upper class, upper crust. We put the upper class in charge of this country, and we go, why do they keep taking care of the upper class?
But then you've also got the thing, and this is, I'm not changing the subject on you, you've got the issue of transparency.
None.
Well, exactly, because you have most of the people, like the regulators, you know, the people who were supposed to regulate the BP before the oil spill, after the oil spill, what'd that guy do? He left public office and worked for BP.
Yeah.
The head of the FCC, after he deregulated everything and allowed Rupert Murdoch to buy up most of the media in the country, he went to work for News Corp.
Yeah.
It's like this, there should be some sort of safeguard that, or I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he was one of the biggest anti-lobbyist guys in Congress. Lobbyists are wrong. As soon as he left Congress, became a lobbyist.
Yeah.
Because these people, it's about the dollars.
Yes.
It's almost like a Tex Avery cartoon. You can see the cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching in their eyes.
Yes.
It's a Tex Avery cartoon on live people.
And I think you're right. I know you said you were going to get a lot of flack about it. I don't think you will. I think more than one person agrees with you. I agree with you. Something about the political system in this country is fundamentally flawed. It is.
Lobbyists should be illegal. Lobbying should be illegal. There's no other way to put it.
No, lobbying should not be illegal, but it should be regulated.
It should be illegal.
Completely transparent. This is where it comes. I want to know what organizations are giving how much money to what political parties, who their representatives are, and how I can get in touch with them. All of that information right now, hidden under PACs and super PACs and stuff like that.
It's the same thing like when we went into Iraq. When we went into Iraq, Dick Cheney, Vice President of the United States, some people would say the actual brains behind the Bush administration,
right,
got us in there and then gave this little company called Halliburton all the military contracts. Funny how Dick Cheney was a majority stockholder in Halliburton. That should be illegal. Starting a war with another country so you can make billions of dollars? That should not be legal.
I agree.
That to me is a fucking war crime.
I agree.
Blackwater. Blackwater is a fucking war crime, and everyone bitches about it, and nobody does anything about it. See, that's the problem. You've got shows like this and shows like What the Fuck, and you've got Real Time, and you had Keith Olbermann when he was on the air. Everybody bitched about it, but we can't actually do anything about it except on the local level, the voting level, which, let's face it, does it matter? Yes, it does. Is it going to change anything? No, it's not.
Right.
I'm not saying don't vote. I'm saying until you sway all those around you, your vote won't really make a difference. Really make a difference.
And to tell you the truth, yeah. I see it coming. I know that you always have political leaders standing up and going, we're going to lead a revolution in this country, and we're going to take back the White House. Or we're going to go and we're going to change this, and we're going to lead a revolution within the system, blah, blah, blah.
Obama, where is this change you promised?
Yeah, within 50 years, I see a revolution being led outside the system.
But you also see, and again, not as much with the Democrats, but more with the Republicans, the base lies that they tell. A recent poll of all the news channels found that Fox News viewers and Republicans in general are the least informed about what's actually going on in our own country.
I wouldn't doubt it if there's quite a bit of crossover between Fox News viewers and creationists.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But what that comes down to is people don't know. You know, you had Michelle Bachmann putting her foot in her mouth every other night. Would Fox News cover that? Nope, of course not. But that's all the hardcore conservatives. That's the only channel they watch, so they don't know. You have all the stuff with Dick Cheney and Halliburton. That's all a conspiracy theory to them because they don't watch. They don't read a paper. They don't research anything.
I know.
People are uninformed. That's the problem. Information is a weapon. And it is a fucking sword through your fucking heart if it's used right.
And you have two breakdowns of information. You have the breakdown of the network news, which is always after sensationalism and eyeballs.
It's because their ratings, because they're advertiser dependent.
Right. And you have a breakdown of the individual citizen who no longer sees it as a responsibility.
I think the individual citizen no longer cares.
Yeah.
I think they kind of, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at how many people, and this is absolutely Republicans and Tea Partiers. Look at how many people still believe Obama was not born in this country. Who still believe he's a fucking undercover Muslim. It's a shockingly high number, Scott. Mm-hmm.
The birthers are scary, scary people.
I like the ones that keep going, where's his birth certificate? He released it. I want the real. You know, to these people, you're never going to convince them. I mean, unless we can travel back in time to see cell phone video of him being born in Hawaii, you are never, ever going to convince these people he was not born in fucking Kenya.
Right.
Because he's released his birth certificate. It's been authenticated. Even most mainstream Republicans have said, this is real. And you got the birthers going, I don't believe it. That nigger was born in Kenya.
Yeah. You know,
Scott, I saw a bumper sticker coming to this studio today. I was behind some fucking traffic that said, Obama's not my president. Guess what, fucker? If you're American, yes, he is. As much as I hated Bush, he was still my president for right. 8 fucking years. But these fucking psychopaths think when they don't get their fucking way, then I'm not going to live in reality then. Fuck you. I'm living in my own reality. I reject your reality and substitute my own. Take that from Dungeon Master.
I got Dawn went to Dragon Con.
Yep, she just got back. I saw her picture with Alice Cooper, by the way.
She got her picture taken with Alice Cooper. She got to meet the dude that plays Captain Jack. And he...
John Barrowman.
By the way, complimented her eyes.
For a gay guy, that says something.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, well, you should have brought him back. But nonetheless, she brought me... one of my voice acting heroes is Billy West.
For those that don't know, that's Fry and Professor
Farnsworth. Fry and Professor Farnsworth.
I mean, that's what his most famous
Futurama. Yeah, he's done tons.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. Just, I mean, going back years and years and years, this is, you know, with the exception possibly of, I mean, he's right up there with Rob Paulsen, who was Yakko and The Mask and a bunch of others. My big hero is June Foray. And June Foray did the voice of Rocky Squirrel. She's 97. She's still working. Witch Hazel. Oh, her favorite voice in the world I've ever. She did it for both Disney and Warner Brothers. Witch Hazel. I love that voice. Anyway, and she can still do it. Anyway.
I always love when Witch Hazel took off all the little floating in the air.
Yeah, all the little hairpins.
Yeah.
Yes. But nonetheless, she brought me back a signed picture of, it's got Billy West's face, which he really does have a face for voice acting, and a picture of Farnsworth kind of superimposed on one another. And it says, "To Scott, I don't want to live on this planet anymore, Billy West." And I'm like, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, it, okay, let's put it this way. And I know this is not an original analogy, but it's something that just shows the depths of what we've gotten to. When a low-rated MTV show gets better ratings than the highest point Meet the Press has ever had, that says something right there, Scott. That says something about what Americans, the average Merkin, truly cares about.
I guess if everybody wanted to take something away from this...
If Rock of Love beats Meet the Press, that's sad.
It really is. Although, to be fair, Meet the Press isn't all that entertaining.
But it's informative.
It is.
Is it entertaining? No.
No.
It's information.
But I guess if you're going to take something away from this show and something in my particular voice, Dear Europe, I'm sorry... Sincerely, Scott. Dear Canada, terribly sorry about all of that. I hate being, you know, I hate living in your Mexico.
I actually think if Mitt Romney gets elected, sorry, if Mitt Romney gets elected, I think he'll invade Canada. He'll find some way to do it.
No.
I think he'll actually try to annex Canada.
No, no. Look, the Canadian dollar, worth more than the American dollar now. It's the first time it's ever happened. I'm so proud of the Canucks.
Actually, I think toilet paper is worth more than the American dollar right really now. Really.
But...
And see, here's the other problem.
I guess...
Well, we got a couple of minutes left. Here's the other real quick problem. Both political parties put forth this with this whole anybody can be rich thing. The Republicans especially. They say, look at all the affluence we have around us. This could be you. But they say that to everyone. Everybody can't be rich. Yeah, every now and then you're going to maybe hit a reality show star or you're going to become a rock star. It happens.
Right.
99.999999% of you are never going to be rich. You're never going to have that in-ground swimming pool. Stop listening to the Republicans when they say, you can have all this, you just got to vote Republican. We will make this happen for all of you.
Yeah, and the Democrats...
This is Metropolis shit
here. But the Democrats go, vote for us and we'll take care of you. You could have all of this. We'll give it to you. All you have to do is vote for us.
Yeah, it's, like I said, fundamentally broken system, Scott.
I know. And I really do. I it's probably, who knows, the FBI, you know, FBI, CIA, NSA, Secret Service, who knows, going to show up on my door. But I am dead serious. And damn it, I called Yahoo changing. I called Google changing. I called the failure of Google Wave. I called a lot of this stuff.
Facebook
and
stock.
I am telling you, there is going to be a major, outside of the political system, revolution in this country within the next 50 years.
I can definitely see that happening. I definitely can.
And I think there might be a second civil war.
I'm not sure if it'll go that far.
I don't know if they will. Maybe it will be a civil cold war.
That's a possibility. I really don't see literally North and South fighting one another again.
Oh, I don't know.
I can see the South trying.
Yeah.
because they got to get rid of them Negras.
You know, and but I think that there is going to be an ideological civil war.
Okay. We got to wrap up, though.
All right. Go to Amazon.com. Clear your cookies. Or don't go to Amazon.com. Go to 1201beyond.com. Click on our Amazon links.
Night.
Night, everybody.